You know, it's always fun to have a present player on Sharing the Victory with us. And it's Trent Meacham, outstanding shooting guard for the University of Illinois basketball team. Tell us, what is Illinois basketball like?
You know, we have a great tradition here. And last year we had a little bit of a rough year, so we're all excited. We've been working hard and ready to do big things this year.
Well, you know, you have a storied history there at the University of Illinois. The basketball there has been great for a number of years, and you've been a very integral part of the team. You know, you're a guy that the Illini really rely on and knocking shots down. Tell us, I mean, I've always been fascinated with shooters. Tell us, what type of work ethic had you had throughout your life? Was it in the backyard? Was it out on the playground? In the gym? Where have you spent most of your time shooting the rock?
Wow. Well, it first started probably with my dad just helping me in the driveway when I was younger, just, you know, getting a lot of reps up. And as a shooter, that's a big thing, is just repetition, shooting hundreds of shots a day. But really, it comes down to confidence. Once you do that, you have your form, you shoot a lot, and it really just comes down to confidence. And, you know, you miss a shot and just knowing the next one's going in. And, you know, that kind of goes up and down throughout a game, throughout a season. But the key is to be consistent with that and just play with confidence, but definitely shoot with confidence. I think Larry Bird said shooting is like 80% confidence or something like that, and that's really what it comes down to.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I think of a shooter like yourself, Trent, and all the hours that you spend out in the playground or in the backyard with your dad or whatever, I think of David. You know, as a young shepherd boy, before he became a great king, he spent a lot of time in the sheep fields all alone, out there working on what God called him to do with his life. I mean, he learned how to write. He learned how to sing. He learned how to make music. He became a great warrior because he learned how to fight off wild beasts and animals who were trying to take the few sheep that they had. And he developed right there a package with the Lord that allowed him from the sheep fields to go out and be a great king for Israel. How do you see that in your life? Did you learn a lot about the Lord through your time on the basketball courts? And what has God done with you in Christ through that to get you ready for some of the challenges that you go through now?
I think the biggest thing I realized is that it's a process, and no matter where you're at, you got to continue to grow. And as a basketball player, you know, if you're not working on your game, if you're not practicing, you're not going to get any better. You're not just staying the same. You're going to get worse. It's the same thing in life. It's the same thing as being a Christian. You got to continually, you know, get into the Word and fellowship with other Christians and continue to grow and challenge yourself. And they just parallel each other really well, and you got to continue to just grow and work on your game, work on being a man of God, and it's really the same thing in both arenas.
We're talking to Trent Meacham, the outstanding shooting guard for the University of Illinois basketball team. And Trent, you know, tell us about the basketball court. I keep going back to that because really it's a training ground for you. But I think one of the worst things that happens to young Christian boys and girls who love sports is that they disconnect Jesus Christ with their actual playing time or practice time that they have. Have you been able to make a connection with Jesus while you do basketball? So I'm not just talking about, you know, I know you go to church and you have Bible studies and you have worship time there, but is the basketball court a place of worship for you with the Lord Jesus Christ?
That's what I try to make it. And, you know, it's not easy. There's times when it's harder to do than other times, but that's really what I try to make it. You know, I spend so much time on the basketball court that I really try to make it a time of worship and a time to witness to, you know, it's a great platform you have as an athlete, to whether it's your teammates, your coaches, fans, just anyone. So that's how I try to make it. You know, it's not easy all the time, but that's what I strive for and really want to do.
Yeah, Trent, is it too holy to ask the Lord to say, Lord, you know, help me with my shot. I'm a little bit off right now, and could you help, you know, keep my elbow straight, or can I wave goodbye to the ball a little bit better, get proper spin on the ball, help my eyes out, help me to, you know, whatever it is. Do you need a little bit more endurance to run a guy off of a pick and make a fallaway shot? I mean, all those kinds of things. Are you able in the middle of a contest to talk to the Lord that intimately about your game?
I try to just ask him for strength and focus and, you know, just thank him for the opportunity I have and really, yeah, just for strength and focus and just to continue to fight and play for him and know there's bigger things to play for than all the crowds and winning and losing, but play for him above all else and just give him my all. And, you know, when things aren't going well, that's when you really got to rely on him and for that strength and that guidance and, you know, maybe that extra little push.
Well, you know, Trent, I tell you what, I love talking about intimately relating to the Lord Jesus while athletes perform, because I think there's such a great opportunity. It's a great training ground to learn worship. But you transfer that into other areas of your life. And, for example, you are recently engaged. Am I correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, man. And you know, there's intimacy all about that too. You know, I mean, that is a very intimate thing. Not only engagement, but the marriage it's about to be upon you, and God uses that as a great intimate connection to remind you of Him. And so you can transfer what you learn in basketball to your marriage and to all kinds of things in relating to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see the connection between basketball and even your future wife?
Oh, definitely. It's got to be something more than just going to church on Sunday, you know, one hour a week or whenever. And especially when you're in a relationship with someone and you grow with that person and you realize, you know, it's more than just yourself here. And you've got to, you know, give to this person and serve them. And I feel like that's how I want to live and what I strive for, and I'm not always doing that, but that's really what I want to be as a man, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
Well, I know one thing you're learning from your future bride here, and that's humility, because I hear she can whip you in horse, man.
Wow, she's a great basketball player. She plays down at St. Louis University, and she beats me in horse, and I can't take it easy on her one-on-one either. She'll beat me in that, too. So she makes me, you know, she definitely keeps me humble and hungry.
Well, hey, that's all right, Trent. That's a good thing. As we close off today, Trent, what can we pray for you at the University of Illinois? I know you're involved with FCA there, and is there an opportunity for us to pray through some great opportunities that you could have through the FCA ministry as a basketball player there at the University of Illinois?
You know, I've seen some just great growth in different athletes around the campus, and I think really for our basketball team, you know, I'd really like to see that happen this year, and really just pray for, you know, boldness on my part, and just really to come together as a team and really see some lives changed with our team and the teams, all the teams on campus here.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Trent. I'm going to pray for you right now so we don't let this thing go. So I'm just going to close our interview off with a prayer, especially for you and the University of Illinois basketball team. Father, we know that you have called Trent to be an ambassador for you right there at the University of Illinois. Lord, that is a mission field for him, that basketball team. And I pray, Lord, that you would give him an authority that goes beyond whatever happens on that basketball court, Lord, that it's circumstance-free authority that you give him, Lord, to know your word, to be able to dish that word out, Lord, and present that word in a way that those fellow basketball players would understand, even his coaching staff, Lord, and the rest of the university and the entire Big Ten Conference and the whole nation. Anytime Trent, Lord, is playing basketball, may Jesus be revealed through him to the point where people notice something special and different. And Lord, would you just wire up his relationship sovereignly for what you want to do, and remind him, God, that he is not there by accident. He is on purpose, Lord. And so, Father, give him the kind of year that would bring honor and glory to you. Help him to focus that way, Lord. And all of us around America, in the name of Jesus Christ, can say amen.
Amen.
All right. Trent, you've been great to talk with today. Best to you this year with the Illinois basketball team, and God bless you and your ministry there. Thanks for being with us on Sharing the Victory.
Thanks for having me.
That's Trent Meacham, the outstanding shooting guard for the University of Illinois basketball team, here on Sharing the Victory.